This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. It's time to take a look at the market. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk. Sean, the Wall Street Journal has reported that Google researchers in Silicon Valley have discovered that the internet is filling up because... I know. Wait until I finish the sentence, Sean.
No, he spit. He spat into
wait,
the phone.
Caroline.
He spat.
You know why the internet is filling up?
Why?
Because the Indians are sending millions of good morning messages.
I'm sorry.
What do millions you mean? Of them.
What do you mean?
Well, I disagree that this is an Indian problem.
Okay.
Because based on my mini survey in BFM office just now, all of us are
that's
getting these
mini.
Messages yeah. from our families and friends from different backgrounds.
Well, I don't get these.
Sorry, Caroline.
Yeah. Do you? Do both of you get these?
You're all
the
time.
Well,
you're missing out.
Yeah,
all
but this
time.
Is not an Indian problem. Both of you get this.
Sometimes people sure. send me an image of Ganesha with the word good morning on it. You
nice.
Know? It's Indian.
I love
yes.
it. Love
and
it.
In fact, by now, I think we are all too familiar with a good morning message that comes with an image of a rose, a beautiful scenery. Like you said, Ganesha, I
yeah.
get those with dogs.
I have a towel.
I like animals.
I have a towel.
So they know what I like. But I understand that this report is basically highlighting internet traffic in India where millions of people are relatively new to different forms of social networks. So researchers have found that all these greetings have contributed to a tenfold increase in the number of Google searches for good morning images. That's the keyword. And this is over the past 5 years. And this is just good morning messages, you know. No, we are not taking into account other greetings.
You know,
hello, hi.
I don't actually think this is an Indian problem, as you put it. I think it's more a generational thing. I can see my mother sending good morning messages quite easily, really.
But you know why it's an Indian problem? Because there's 1.3 billion of them sending these messages.
I see. Well, apparently WhatsApp recognized this issue last year and introduced a status message allowing users to say good morning to all of their contacts all at once. Is this where you broadcast messages? Is that
yes.
what the thing is? Didn't that work?
No, it didn't work as intended. But to be fair, India is WhatsApp's biggest market with over 200 million monthly active users.
Wow.
So, I don't think a blanket WhatsApp feature can take away what has become something so habitual.
Yeah, it's just like waking up and saying good morning. Really.
Yeah. And Pinterest, in fact, added a new section for images with quotes. And immediately they saw a ninefold increase in the number of people in India downloading such pictures within a year.
Wow.
Oh, that's very clever.
So I believe it's kind of cultural. In fact, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is a greetings enthusiast. The report we are looking at just now pointed out that Modi gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He does his yoga and then he fires off his good morning messages to his circle of friends. And he takes it really seriously because last month he publicly criticized his lawmakers for not replying his good morning messages.
That is fantastic.
But you know what you've done with that. So you started off by saying you disagree that this is an Indian problem. However, you've done nothing to argue that it is.
I'm just relaying the message from the report.
You are.
Yeah, and if you...
I'm the Prime Minister. How dare you not reply to my good morning
whether
messages?
Whether it's good morning or good night, really.
Yeah, what picture did you send?
Yeah, but Enterprise will discuss more about this phenomenon on BizBytes this Friday, 12 o'clock.
Oh, lovely. Fantastic,
lovely.
Fantastic. Sean, moving on to stocks. Shares in Green Packet attracted strong interest today. How did they close?
Green Packet's counter rose 5 cents actually this morning after they secured a contract with MyTV Broadcasting. The contract actually involves the supply of 3.6 million set-top boxes. Starbiz reported that the contract could potentially be worth up to 300 million ringgit. Green Packet closed up 0.9% at 56 cents.
All right, Sean Tanis, thank you as always for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.